with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stunned by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of TLB Talk Radio. For today, Sunday, May 21st, 2023, this is episode 66, and the title of today's show is The Moral Degradation of America. Yeah, I'm going to repeat that. The Moral Degradation of America. But just as a little side note, I've been asked by several people, why did you pick that song? Especially when it gets to such a crescendo. Is that really you, Roger? Why did you pick that song? And I asked the three people, actually, who have asked me that, have you listened to my show? And they said, yeah. I said, does my show sound like that song? And they went, oh, never mind. And again, you all know that's not why I picked the song. If you actually download the words and read the words to that song, what you find out is just how apropos that is to what we live in today. But let's, and of course, my throat only starts to bother me when I start doing a show. But we will get through this. Okay, so episode 66, and let's wind our way through the opening routine I present to you every week. TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest project, which is our social media website, TLBTalk.com. Gee, I wonder where the name for the show came from. But anyway, come to TLBTalk.com, join us, and say what needs to be said. As usual, before we get started, I'd like to once again thank RBN for the platform. I would love to thank the producer, Sam, who's always there to help us out when we need it. I would also like to thank Annie at Shake and Rake Radio, who replays this show from RBN every Thursday and also hosts my newest show, which is Eagle's Eye Report. And you'll have a link to that in the article that is published tomorrow with this show and this article. I always state that the message I bring you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability. Yeah, depending on our course of action. All right, if you take all the great platforms that allow our message to go out, like RBN, if you take all of our great websites, which the Liberty Beacon has a half a dozen websites globally. We have the ability to get a word out. But of course, that depends on just how much they need to stop our word. Today's show is not going to be a winner for anybody who doesn't agree with what I'm about to put out. It's not going to be a winner. It doesn't matter whether it's true or not. We've already found that out. The truth doesn't mean a damn thing today. It's how much do you impress the audience that's listening? How many clicks do you get? How many people come back to read it again? Or to listen to it again? Or invite their friends to listen to it? Where does the truth come in there? What we're going to talk about today, the moral degradation of America. Stop and think about what I just said, okay? That's a well so deep you'll never find the bottom of it. But we're going to dip our bucket into that well today. As is the case with most shows, there won't be any calls today. Why? Because I've got more information than I can possibly put out in an hour, so I'm going to have to pick and choose what I can deliver to you, and maybe even make a part two to this show. Again, my fault. I should have taken a two-hour platform. I didn't. I took a one-hour platform. I pushed to get this done each week, but an hour more would have allowed me the pleasure of taking questions and comments from my audience. Again, you can always put a comment on the LibertyBeacon.com every single Monday. This show is published, the archive show, embedded in an article by noontime central. If you have questions or you wish to make a comment, I would be honored to deal with your comment or answer it or whatever it's required. As usual, I take my inspiration for each one of the shows I do from the current research I'm doing, which is a lot and every day. For the Liberty Beacon, I do write articles. I do go on other people's shows. I do podcasts. So I really do need to have a good idea on what I'm talking about, at least be able to explain it if asked. So today's no exception. Due to the work I've done, the research I've done for this particular show, I came across an article written by Dr. Joseph Brancola. Yeah. And it's titled, If You Live in a Major U.S. City, It's Probably Time to Move. Listen to the title of his article again. If you live in a major city in the United States, it's probably time to move. Now, what was the title of Roger's show? TLB Talk Radio, episode number 66. The Moral Degradation of America. Gee, if you dig pretty deep, do you think maybe there's a connection between the two? Do you think there's a possibility? If you're being advised to get the hell out of the big cities, and I'm talking about the moral degradation of America, where do you think a majority of that would be focused, people? out in the middle of the country where the population density is probably 15 to 20 per square mile, or inside a buzzing, booming metropolis where the population is probably hundreds, if not over 1,000 per square mile? Where do you think the concentration of just about anything is going to germinate and spread? Yeah. Okay. So, the moral degradation of America. Let me start this all off by also saying this. Everything we are about to discuss is intentional. It's choreographed. It's intended to happen. No, I'm not joking. From the chaos to the financial destruction of our major metropolitan areas, this is all part of, say, a Soros-funded liberal elitist plan to divide and destroy America, amongst other plans. Do you think I'm kidding? How much money has billionaire Soros, who is one of the biggest liberal elitists you will ever find in your life, and a naturalized American citizen, how much money does he spend on corrupt DAs? How much money does he spend on, I don't know, corrupt judges? How much money, and when I say corrupt, it may not necessarily be that they're out there killing anybody. But if I'm going to pay a lot of money for you to get elected and you're going to have a real good paying job for the next so many years because of my generosity, here's a set of rules you're going to follow. And these are written by George Soros and his elitist mates over at the World Economic Forum. Anybody think I'm kidding? Hello, Mr. Schwab. Hello. Yeah. What we are seeing, again, is choreographed. This is intended to happen. So, when it's more important to blame those without blame than it is to provide for those who have not or nothing, when it is more important to constantly build friction between races and creeds than to guarantee a safe and effective education for our children. When it is more important to be I'm going to reword this just a little bit. When I wrote it, I think I was probably just breathing a little bit too heavy. When it becomes more important to fanatically cater to extremely small minority groups, trans group, which makes up less than 6% of the total population, some would say it's as much as 3 to 3.5%, than to tend to the safety of the community. So we've gone through three what-ifs, okay? And that is, when it is more important to blame those without blame than it is to provide for those who have not. When it's more important to constantly build friction between races and creeds than to guarantee safe and effective education to our children. When it becomes more important to fanatically cater to the extremely small minority groups at the cost of the majority, than to tend to the community safety. These are all things happening in every big city around you, people. I didn't pull these out of my butt. There's nothing new in what I just said. I just didn't say when in Chicago. I didn't say when in San Francisco. I didn't say when in Los Angeles. I didn't say when in New York. I just said the basic thing. Take a look at all of the big cities in America today that are run, and God, I hate like hell to say this, which is run by blue governance, which is firmly, I don't know, stained by the Soros dollars, which is where you find what? Which is where you find Democrats liberals bought and paid for, telling everybody in their city, look, you can go shoplift all you want, don't worry about it, you ain't going to go to prison. Okay? You can go out and shoot somebody, but if you're the right color and you don't have any privileges, then you're going to get off and you're not even going to go to prison. When you see a massive amount of disproportional attention going to a minority of any type, it will be pushed back against. Am I telling you there aren't times when it's correct? No, there are. But what we're looking at in all of the major cities across the United States today is an intentional drive to divide. And to divide how? Along the racial line and along the religious line. Both of them. Simultaneously. It's called choreographed chaos, people. I won't go to Chicago anymore. And if you want to go there and you don't have a personal bodyguard, are you an idiot? I don't want to ever go on the New York subway again until something radically changes. And if you want to, are you an idiot? I don't want to hitchhike through Washington, D.C. Most of you don't realize how dangerous that is, okay? These are all major metropolis areas where the business of this country used to be conducted, where manufacturing was centered, where our society blossomed and bloomed. Where we had our history, our historical museums, our art museums, our society, our culture. We're at a point today where anybody with a brain is running out of these cities so fast. It's insane. What happens when these Democrats that have absolutely destroyed some of the most phenomenal cities this country has ever seen realize they no longer have a tax base to pay for their crap? What happens then? Because the exodus from these cities, and I qualified them, these progressive-run cities, these Soros-bought and paid-for leaders in these, and it's not always the case. Sometimes there's other people buying and paying for them. It's not always Soros. But is the corruption always there? If I'm going to tell the people living in my district, there's going to be no penalty if you shoplift, why the hell do I want to open a business in your district? I don't. And if I have one, I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to. If I tell people they can run through downtown throwing Molotov cocktails and burning your life savings of business to the ground for which you probably will never be properly reimbursed, and what if you were in that thing when it burned to the ground? And how many of them went to jail? As in none? None. But at the same time, you expect people to move back into those areas downtown and put their stores there until next time they get a little pissed off about something and they know they're not going to jail and they come down and take you out. When there is no penalty, there's no reason to stop what I'm doing. Is there? Now, this is if you're a liberal. How many times have we heard this? It's got to be a gazillion times. If you're a conservative and you go to a school board meeting and you raise your voice just a little bit saying how absolutely insane it is what your children are being taught and you won't put up with it and you pay taxes and there's a lot of people like you and we're all upset about this, you're now a domestic terrorist. Who did you shoot? What did you burn down? Who did you beat up? Whose car did you destroy? No, you went in to a school function where parents are supposedly have a place. And you made your voice known. Now you are a domestic terrorist in much worse ire with the FBI and law enforcement than the guy who came to your downtown, destroyed your store, shot the place up, destroyed cars, burned down whatever. And where was this centered, people? Was it centered in the middle of a farm in Idaho? Was it centered in the middle of a farm in Georgia? Was it centered in the middle of a, I don't know, a desert in Utah? No. Every single time something like this happens, it is centered in the cities where they have the most control. And why do they have the most control? Well, I'm going to get you reparations. Well, I'm going to make sure you have more money for this. Well, I'm going to give you a little bit extra each month for this. And because you don't do this, if you stay home and don't go to work, we're going to increase the amount of money we give you for that. We are looking at not only the cultural destruction of our cities, we are looking at the economic and the structural destruction of our cities. If you look, and I mean really look, at the infrastructure of some of these cities as they stand today, not even a year ago, not 2 years ago, not 5 years ago, today, then I will show you pictures of third world countries where their big cities actually look better than ours do. This is where we live today. This is the America we live in. In order to bring a culture to its knees, you must first divide that culture and get it arguing amongst itself. I use the word arguing. I could have used a much, much more in-your-face word that only has three letters and starts with W and ends with R. Yeah. This is where we sit today. You need to bring America to her knees for global governance. And in order to do that, you must break her down structurally and you must break her down culturally. Both of those are happening as we speak. The United States is in more economic trouble today than she has ever been, and none of this had to happen. It was all choreographed. The United States has more friction between its races than it has had in a very long time, and more is being instigated on a daily basis. So now we have financial ruination, we have cultural ruination, we have educational ruination, we have sovereignty ruination with an open southern border. Would you like me to go on? And when these people come in across the southern border, where are they sent to? Gee, are they sent out to the farmlands in, I don't know, New Hampshire? The dairy farms? Are they sent out to the farmlands in Oklahoma? Are they sent out to the farmlands in Texas? They're sent to the big cities, people! Exactly where they need to be sent. America today has so much tyranny going on, and no, I don't think it's funny. I think it's pathetic. When our leaders work against us, when our judges work against us, okay, when our administrators work against us, and that's not a joke. I can prove each one of those statements, and if you've listened to my last two shows, I did. When we know that every function of this government is, I don't know, intended towards self-preservation and increasing its own power, we call that the deep state. And this, along with the likes of Soros, who own and run the deep state, Soros, yeah, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and there's a whole bunch of them, like Bill and Melinda Gates, like, yeah, and we could go on. These are the individuals who are making happen. Let me ask you a question. How many people don't believe what I just said? If you don't believe what I just said, that Bill Gates might be involved in something like this and in funding these cities and the things that are happening in these cities, if you don't think so, why would Bill Gates be trying to make it illegal pretty much for you to eat just about any kind of food out there, especially animals that have to be killed and slaughtered and start eating bugs. And there will come a time where if you don't put your foot down, that's exactly what you're going to have to do. And this came from Bubba Bill or his handlers. If you stop and consider what we are looking at here, how could we not be in the throes of chaos? But again, it's damn hard to have a lot of chaos in a country or a rural setting. It's very easy to do it in a megatropolis, in a place where you have anywhere over 500,000 or even 300,000 people concentrated in a small land mass. You now have the ability to stir the pot big time. And this is what we're seeing. Look at the homeless issue in San Francisco. That could have been stopped and should have been stopped a long time ago, except they have no intentions of stopping it. They intend to exacerbate it. I saw a map the other day, people. Don't laugh when I tell you this. I saw a map the other day, and it is a map showing North America after World War III, which some researchers are saying we are already in. Remember how many years it took for World War II to actually come knocking on the door? If this is World War III, if that's what we're living through today, the map of the United States shows that California and the states bordering it immediately to the east now become part of Mexico. I'm not joking. And this was a researched report. Stop and think about what I just said. Now, that doesn't quite so much fit what I'm saying, but I had to say that because that really bugged me when I saw it. But stop and consider what I'm saying. We are being told over and over and over again that we must cater, okay? We must cater our entire children's future to a 4 or 5% of the population, which intends to change the entire learning curriculum for our kindergartners and first graders to include sexual operations, to have a sex change if they wish, and their parents literally, especially in some states now where it's an actual law, have no option. Yeah. I want to ask you a question. How many schools out in the country do you think that's actually happening in? How many schools, percentage-wise, in the middle of a city like San Francisco, Chicago, or New York City, do you think that's actually happening in? We're coming up on a break here. As soon as the break is over, I'm going to go into a little bit of what Dr. McCullough had to say, and I'm sure you'll find it very interesting. My point to you today is this show is all about one thing, and that is look at the destruction going on around you. When have you ever seen this concentration of destruction, especially in our major cities, continuously and ramping up as I speak? 4 years ago, we didn't have one-tenth of the problems we have today. I wonder if this is all just a mistake or an accident. Am I making a lot out of nothing? Is America not falling apart? Has Roger been smoking some really good weed? Joking. All right. Let's find out what Dr. McCullough had to say. And I'm sure you're going to find that very interesting because this is a gentleman I've learned to trust over the years. We'll be back.
Hello, darkness, my old. With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, everybody. Sam just seems to know exactly when to turn that down. Thank you, Sam. Look, I'm going to get into some of the information that I grabbed from Dr. McCullough. What everybody here needs to understand is that we're getting attacked from every direction you could possibly imagine. Our children are being attacked. Our sovereignty on the southern border is being attacked. Our health, due to vaccines they absolutely knew had absolutely no positive good whatsoever and have caused the largest die-off of any pharmaceutical product in history, and that's just getting started. The point here is everything we are looking at today is in the wrong column. You've got a win-lose column here. We need to start paying attention to what's in the lose column so we can start as we the people, as the true sovereigns of this country, putting things back in the right column, the win column. If you take a look, everything down to, and now we're talking about all of the major metropolitan centers in this country. Slowly but surely, everything is falling apart around you. But if it goes slow enough, you won't panic. Problem is, I do. And that's where these shows come from. So the name of Dr. Mercola's article, as I told you at the beginning, is if you live in a major U.S. city, it's probably time to move. And that is actually his title. Let's go over some of the information that he has dug out. This, of course, isn't 100% of the doctor, but the ideas are, with a little bit of commentary from Roger thrown in there. The crime wave overtaking Chicago is a perfect example of the moral degradation happening in most metropolitan areas around America. A person is shot every 3 hours and 41 minutes. Listen to that again. A person is shot every 3 hours and 41 minutes in the Windy City of Chicago. This despite having the toughest gun control laws in the country. And most people go, why? Let me explain something to you people. Criminals don't care if they're breaking the law by carrying a gun. But you make them much happier because they're fully aware that anybody or almost anybody that they're going to rob, beat up, take their car or whatever, carjack, isn't going to be carrying a gun because they're not allowed to. And they follow the law. Yeah. Okay. So you're talking about a person getting shot in Chicago less than three hours and 41 minutes in Chicago. That's insanity, people. And they have some of the toughest gun laws around. Is there any more proof needed that guns in that type of a situation would do far more to protect than to kill? Unless, of course, it was the person attacking you or your family that ended up dead. Democrat-controlled cities and states are decriminalizing theft, looting, and even violent crime and murder under the banner of fighting systemic racism and inequality. I know a lot of people that live in big cities, and prejudice is probably one of the furthest things from their mind. But what do you think they start to think when they realize that if I was the right color, I could walk into the store down the street, fill up my shopping cart, walk out the door, put it in my car and drive away and probably not have to worry about being, I don't know, arrested or thrown in jail? Why? Because you have to pay me back for your systemic racism. And who is you? Is it that business owner? Now, if that business owner is white and that business owner goes out and does the same thing, what do you think is going to happen, especially if it's not in a metropolitan area? No. This isn't exactly what we are looking at, okay? They're decriminalizing theft. Why would you do that? They're decriminalizing looting. Why would you do that? Even violent crime and murder under the banner of fighting systemic racism and inequality. I want everybody out there to all shout out your answer at the same time so I can hear you, okay? What stupid, dumb business owners gonna move back in there after you've chased all of the businesses out of there because of your new laws? Who, what idiot is going to open a business in your downtown knowing full well that anybody can walk in and take anything they want and you got to pay for it and they ain't going to jail? Explain this to me, please. But, okay, The end result of this is always the same. You can say it's to fight racism, and I don't doubt that in some cases that needs to be fought. You can say it's to fight inequality, and I don't doubt that in some cases it needs to be fought. But when you use these to take the protection you promised those you serve in that city away from them, defund the police, or at least cut their budget by 80% so that they cannot come into your neighborhood and keep you safe anymore. And that makes you happy. And this is exactly what we're talking about. The end result of this is always, listen to me, the facts are in. Hindsight is 2020. They have been doing this for 3 years or more. In hindsight, the proof is, the end result is always the same. More crime and rising lawlessness. Why? Why should I pay for something if I can just walk in and take it? Why shouldn't I beat the holy crap out of that guy standing over there that looked at me wrong? Because no, nothing's going to happen to me. Why shouldn't I? How many people who have a decent living, who are trying to raise a family, I don't give a damn what color your skin is, it doesn't matter, want to live within that realm? How many of them want to worry every second their children are away at school? How many of them want to worry that if they got to get on the subway to go from point A to point B, they'll get there alive or with the money or whatever they had in their pocket when they left? And I could go on and on and on. But how many of you are focused on that? How many of you are focused on the absolute chaos in cities like Chicago? And this isn't all about Chicago. Don't think that everything I'm saying is just about Chicago. It's not. Chicago is the looking glass. It's what you see in all cities like that. And it's not a joke. Because while you are, okay, stating that this is being done in the name of those who need equality and equity, let me ask you a question. How about all of those that don't fall into that small realm of people in your city? How about any outside of that are getting killed, that are getting robbed, that are having their cars stolen, that are having their children picked up when they shouldn't be, and what's happening to their children? This is what's going on. I want to ignore a vast majority of the people who put me in office. Pay attention to the small minority and get reelected. Well, the only way you're going to get reelected is if Soros jumps up with another couple hundred. Oh, he's going, never mind. Forget I said that. He'll do it. Who the hell living in these cities thinks any of this is good? Who? But if you listen, what do you hear? You don't hear how bad the policies are, not on the mainstream media. You just don't hear it. But how many of these big cities are shedding people faster than you can imagine? As I mentioned earlier, what does this do to their tax base? What do they tell their citizens when they can no longer give them any of what they bribed them in order to get away with the things they're getting away with? Does this inevitably lead to a massive breakdown of law and order in these cities and huge uprisings? Because this is exactly what has happened in other countries across the planet in history, where you have seen these same type of machinations. But nobody out there is going to believe anything I said, because most of you haven't read any of that. Try it. Especially in the nations that went totalitarian, especially in the nations that were on the borderline of going communist, especially the nations that were on the borderline of going whatever, anything but a constitutional republic, or in some cases, because I really don't like democracies at all, I would take a democracy over communism. But again, here we go. We are looking at the breakdown of society in the most populous portions of the country, the big cities. If you can influence all of the people, or at least a sizable portion of the people in each one of these cities, that this is the mechanism they need to use going forward, what you've just done is you have influenced a majority of the population of this country. I don't care what anybody says. What we are looking at in our big cities is an intentional move. It's not a joke. It's an absolute fact. But how many people even consider that? Democrat-controlled cities and states are decriminalizing theft, looting, and even violent crime and murder under the banner of fighting systemic racism and inequality. If I tell you you're never going to go to prison for murder again, how the hell does that fix racism or inequality? How? Because I'm now going to allow a person that my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather may have known somebody who owned a slave at some point to do anything they want to me, but if I step up to protect myself or my family, and this is what is being pushed. This is the hatred we see rising. How much of that did you see during the Bush era? Better yet, how much of that did you see during the Trump era? We probably saw the bettering of race relations in this country than we had ever seen in modern history. We saw the, I don't know, whether it was African American, whether it was Asian American, whether it was Hispanic American, all made headway. As a matter of fact, the African American community was in better shape than they had ever been. We couldn't have that. Because if we were all getting along, you couldn't use it as a dividing tool. And you couldn't use it to start what? A revolution? I don't know. But if you take a look at the increasing amount of violence and the fact that people like Soros keep putting these people in office that will continue this, I went to your house. I robbed everything that you, you know, things that you've accumulated over your entire life. I shot your dog and one of your kids in the leg on my way out the door. And because of systemic racism, nothing's going to happen to me. How many of you think I'm kidding? And how many of you don't think that that will be a dividing tool far beyond the most efficient we've used in a hell of a long time? And why the hell do you think it has to be done in the middle of big cities? Because each one of those is a tinderbox. With the right people waiting for the right things to happen at the right time to start the right violence. This is happening all across America, people. It's not even a joke. I have never seen an America like this. I never expected to ever see an America like this. But let's put it all into, why are these cities, you know, not really worried about getting rid of all of this business? Why don't you hear more about businesses complaining about them literally having to leave these cities because of the burning and the looting and the attacking? And but brick and mortar stores are intentionally being pushed out of big cities due to rising crime. In other words, part of the reason for the rising crime is to intentionally, that's what they're saying, push brick and mortar stores out of big cities. The end goal is to transition to a traceable central bank digital currency and near exclusive online shopping. Why? Well, this is a little turn in what we're putting out today, but let me explain that to you. CBDCs are digital currencies, which means that you literally have to sign for anything and everything. Basically, it's your account. It's a digital account. Everything you buy can be traced because it comes from that digital account. Every thing you buy. There will be no cash, so you cannot buy anything with cash. You may be able to barter, but if you want to buy something, they're going to know exactly what you bought, exactly what you spent it on, and exactly how long it took to get to your house and whether you've already got it or not. Yeah. Stop and think about that, people. Not only that, but if they make this exclusive online shopping, then they can also control everything going to you. And if they feel there is a reason you shouldn't have something, they're in the perfect position to make sure you don't, aren't they? CBCDs will end up by being the biggest treason our government has ever stuffed down our throat. Because it will mean going forward, if you like porn and you're going to pay for some porn, you may have the government knocking on your door, especially if you like kitty porn. I mean, I got a little crude there just to make a point. The World Economic Forum is working to create tiny, self-contained vertical cities where your every move is surveilled and countrywide excursions are forbidden. To get there, they must destroy the old infrastructure and rebuild it according to new specifications. This is what this is all going towards. We will keep people concentrated into a small area, but they will be under total control. Everything they buy, everything they see. And let me explain something to you. America and just about any other first world country on the planet is at an extreme disadvantage. Why were they doing all this with our fuel? Why are they making us do electric cars when electric cars are so, I mean, whatever, okay? Listen to me. All of this is to limit your travel. You cannot control a nation of 350 million people if everybody can get in their car tomorrow and travel 1,000 miles in a different direction. And you don't even know where they are, especially if they're using cash to pay for their gas as they go across the country. Now, if they had CBCDs, you'd know exactly where they were, wouldn't you? But I need to keep this massive society from moving around in order to control it better. So by controlling everything you can buy and making it all delivered to your door, okay, and making everything you buy a matter of fact, I now control your life. You cannot do that with these cities the way they are today. It's not going to work. Do they need the population centers? Yes, but it's what they said. To get there, they must destroy the old infrastructure and rebuild according to the new specifications. You destroy the old infrastructure by getting rid of all of the businesses and the trade centers that were contained within that population center. Then the only thing they can rely upon will be the CBCDs and having everything delivered straight to their doorstep. People, if you don't think this is coming, I don't know where you've been hiding. Because it sure to hell is. If you live in a big city, any major metropolitan area, consider moving to a smaller one, preferably in a less woke state where lawlessness is not openly embraced and accepted as some form of equity arrangement, because it's only going to make all of this worse. Gee, does anybody believe what Roger just said? That if we continue down the path that's being forced into our face by the likes of George Soros, who turned his own people in for profit during World War II, what is he doing to you now? What is he doing to your children now? And how the hell is he going to profit? Because George Soros would not be spending billions of dollars across this country on a regular basis. Well, it's millions each year, hundreds of millions, but totaling billions, if there wasn't something for him to gain out of this. Look at his history. It will tell you that. We do know he's evil. We do know the people he puts into office are not good for we the people. We know that for a fact. Again, if you live in a big city or any major metropolitan area, I wouldn't wait a hell of a lot longer. I would seriously consider moving to a smaller community. Why do I say that? Because in a smaller community, your voice doesn't tend to get lost as quickly. And that 1,000 people speaking up in a community of 10,000 is a hell of a lot more effective than 1,000 people speaking up in 1.5 million or 10 million. All we are looking at today, people like myself have been discussing over and over again in articles we have written. Go to the Liberty Beacon, put all the different topics in, put George Soros in, okay? Put in global elitists, okay? Put in vaccines and the sterilization of humanity. Put in, I know, because I founded this project and I built these websites 10, 15 years ago. And I know because I wrote a lot of the articles and I did a lot of the shows that are recorded and archived on these websites. Nothing that is happening today is new. Nothing. And what we have seen in the past that may have reminded you, I remember something like that happened about 5 years ago. Well, wait a minute, didn't they have a dry run? Didn't they have a dry run for COVID-19? Yeah, they did. What makes you think that just about everything we have seen here, they didn't have a dry run for? Or at least they didn't try this in some fashion so that they could understand what the draw would be, how many people would ignore it, how many people would get pissed off by it. And the tendency here is, let me go on with my life, don't bother me too much, and I'll ignore most of this. Except today we're past that point. Today we're at a point where most of America is on the chopping block if people like you and I don't wake up. And if you take a look at every metropolitan city in this country today, or damn near every one of them, at least every one of them that's ruled by the blue, the liberals, they're on their way down to crapper, people. And if you live there, please take care of your family. Please take care of yourself. And if you can, and if it's practical, go to the suburbs. Get out of the main city. Dr. Mercola put all of this information and research together. This is an MD. He obviously thought this was critical. So do I. It's another mechanism for the destruction of America. Bring America to her knees, and global governance becomes a hell of a lot easier. Look around you, people. We're there. We need to step up. We need to say exactly what we feel, exactly what we need for us and our children. We need to have the voice our constitutional republic guaranteed us. If you don't use it, it will go away forever. I will be back next week. Thank you for listening.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.